us with the power of the good and the way of the magic.
This won't even be worth watching.
Hello, this is Optimus Solo, and welcome to the 104th chapter in our Powers of Grayskull series. With me for this journey into the Masters of the Universe franchise is TFG and Mike. Hello. Oh, good spirits.
Hello. Excellent. No, not really. You really don't want to know.
So, Mike, 104. It keeps getting more of a mouthful every time I have to say what chapter we're on. Mm-hmm. So 104 chapters in, are you ready for another trip to space?
So instead of saying the 104th chapter, why don't you just say chapter 104? It's a hell of a lot shorter.
Nah, I got to stick with what we've been doing here, sir. God. All the way to the end.
At least these are short episodes now. Shorter than they were before.
I suppose. Mm-hmm. In this episode of Masters in Space, we will be covering two more episodes of The New Adventures of He-Man, those being, ready for it, The Queen's Gambit.
What is Green Arrow doing here?
And there's gems in these hills.
The Misfits have something to say about that.
All right, so Queen's Gambit and there's gems in these hills. Those are the ones we were discussing today. So I hope you're ready, because it's time to go back to space.
Wake me when it's over. I'm going to get my beauty sleep.
Up first today is episode 58, The Queen's Gambit, written by Mike.
I don't care. I already know, but I don't care.
Jack Olesker. All right, Jack Olesker writing this one. So we basically have a two-part episode here, I guess, or two stories going on at the same point. We have He-Man off doing his thing, and then we have Mara over doing her thing. Like we said in the last couple episodes, we've seen Mara split off from the group. She's doing her own thing with the Mites and the Gleanons and everybody else in Star Trek world. And it's kind of where those two stories intersect, I guess, where she's got to do her own thing because He-Man's busy. And He-Man's going to try to help through some interesting ways. So what did you think of the Queen's Gambit?
Okay, so little preface here. I know you and Amanda have only gotten through certain seasons of the CW superhero shows. How much of Arrow have you guys watched, or did you stop completely?
We watched the first three seasons.
Okay. Arrow, I've maintained this opinion since 2012, all that shit from Arrow's beginnings. Seasons 1 and 2 are great. There is a few little things in there that are whatever. Season 3 is basically, let's make Arrow Batman. Seasons 4 and 5 are Owlicity or Felicity Oliver bullshit, whatever else. Season 6 and 7, currently, Season 7 is what's going on right now, is actually really good. It kind of returns to the form of goodness is what Season 1 and 2 were. Mm-hmm. So basically, Arrow Season 3, 4, and 5 are more exciting than this episode.
Yeah. There is an interesting touch here. I will give it credit for that. Like, there's an interesting setup as far as He-Man actually physically not being able to help. Mm-hmm. Not because he's captured, not because he's in prison, not because he's missing his sword, not because of any of those types of things. Yeah. But literally because he's fighting his own battle and dealing with his own stuff, and Mara's, you know, in a completely different location. So I thought that was somewhat interesting that he's like, I want to help, but I can't. So you're going to have to figure this out on your own, and I will try to do whatever I can. Obviously, he does help in some ways, but that's an interesting setup. I like the setup. I don't like the execution because the fucking tunnel.
Yeah, that was a little much. The other notes that I wrote down for this episode, like, don't get me wrong, especially this day and age of diversity where we shouldn't be building walls on one part of our country and all this and all that. Yay for warrior women, but damn, it's just a battle scene throughout the entire episode. Like, this episode was the one episode that I felt was done way too fast because I felt like it just progressed, whereas the other episode for today and then the next two for the next episode, they all seem like they dragged on.
Yeah.
This one, I blinked and it was over. Because all of it, 95% of this episode is battle scenes.
Yeah, absolutely. There is a funny moment at the beginning where Flog laughs And Skeletor says, "Leave the laugh to me, okay, Floggy?"
Mm-hmm.
So that was funny. I do like the continuity that Mara's still where she's at. I like her being separated because I didn't really like her character before that. So that's decent. But that tunnel just freaking ruins the episode for me. Like, the fact that there's, like, this cosmic tunnel that He-Man is able to conjure up and...
Well, to be fair to He-Man, it was not He-Man that conjured it up. He-Man had the magic, and the sorceress was the deliverer, and she's the one that actually conjured up the tunnel. So blame the sorceress for this one, because normally I would reference, you know, He-Man moving water from Filmation. Right. Same kind of thing here, but technically he did not do the tunnel.
It was still bad.
Absolutely it was bad. It was stupid as hell, but it wasn't that he built it, though.
Yeah, that's true. Overall, it was not the worst episode I've ever seen. Broken record, because it's not the best either.
Yeah. I like that they're finally doing something with Mara, but again, broken record, like I've been saying since, I don't even know, the last 5 or 6 podcasts at this point. Too little, too late. You look at Mara in the first half of the series, she's this sort of snooty, defenseless, snobbish kind of girl who is with Drissy and Kaz, and I love that they finally, you know, hey, gave her kind of like the Teela warrior woman role kind of thing, and that's great, but again, this is episode 58. Cartoon only had 65 cartoons, so very much too little, too late.
Yeah, I agree. I'm willing to give this one a 2.5 for the setup and for the continuity and for having He-Man separated from Mara, not being able to help. But only a 2.5 because that tunnel thing brought it down at least a full point for me. What about you?
I'm at a 2.
All right. So that's it for episode 58. We're going to be right back in a second to talk about episode 59. There's gems in these hills.
Thus, with the power of the good and the way of the magic.
Up next, episode 59. Mike, there's gems in these hills.
You know, first of all, you're saying it wrong. There's gems in them thar hills.
Yeah, there you go. You're a little bit more southern than me, so
yeah.
Guess what? This one's written by Jack Olesker too. So in this episode, we actually get an inside look at Artilla and his people, and a little bit more of a closer look at some of the Guardians, basically. So I mean, I guess on one side of the thing of the coin here. This is something that I've asked for before. More look at the Guardians, more look at their backstory, their people. So we get a kind of a little bit of that here in this episode. But Mike, what did you say last episode? A little too late? Because we're in episode 59 of 65, and now you're going to want me to get interested in this character that has only appeared in like maybe 5 episodes out of the 59.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could have done this early on and had him appear in more episodes, and I might have actually gave a damn. But because I actually like Artilla because he reminds me of the GoBots. God. He literally looks exactly like a GoBot ripoff, which makes him a ripoff of a ripoff. So yeah,
it's so funny you say about the GoBots, because eventually it's probably going to be you and I.
Yeah.
Not only are we going to go back and finish our Back to the Future coverage, we might be covering the GoBots over inside the pull bag on Geekcast Radio Network.
Yes.
The GoBots comic.
And to go along with that, I'll convince Mike to talk about the series.
No.
Challenge of the GoBots.
No.
It will happen. I am
so
excited.
No, it will not happen until we're both old and gray.
I have the whole series on DVD.
No.
I've been dying
to
watch it.
No.
It gives me an excuse.
It has to be better than this.
No, but...
Like, I remember parts of Challenge of the GoBots, and it was corny as hell, but I'm sorry. This show is just... so bad.
Yeah, but there, I guarantee when I go to actually watch the entire series of the GoBots and I'm capturing all the images of the characters and whatnot, I am literally going to find a character that is Artilla.
Like, probably.
He definitely looks like almost identical to some of these characters. So, yeah. But Mike, what did you think of this episode overall?
Reminds me of a lot of the episodes of Mask. Honestly, because really, really, a search for the gems episode, and hey, it's here, but no, it's here. It actually, you know what it reminds me of? it's more boring in The New Adventures of He-Man, and it's more exciting in Transformers. This reminds me of the Quintesson Journal episode in Season 3, where the Quintessons gave, you know, two warring factions weapons to kill each other with and just kept upping the price. Obviously, this isn't that because of the weapon thing, but basically, they say, hey, this planet has the gems. No, this planet has the gems. You know, let's get rich here. Let's get... Oh, God, give me a break. oh, and you must obey all of the Guardians' rules or... orders or whatever. I'm like, oh, yes, I get it. It's a military installation, and I'm not saying anything against military and all that. You know, support your troops and all that, everything else. But I still don't know why Skeletor just doesn't take over for himself. I mean,
I actually liked this episode overall enough to give it like a 3. Not much more, but I actually like Artilla and his people, and I liked getting a look at that. I just wish this would have came way earlier in the series, and then I wish they would have used Artilla more after the fact that we learned this stuff about him.
Yep.
But, man, at this point in the game, I can only give it a 3 because, like you said, and like we're going to hear over and over again, it's too little too late for trying to change things, spice things up, and get interest in a series that I just want to die.
Yep. I flat out refuse to, and I flat out don't give a shit about any character development at this point. We're at episode 59.
Yeah.
It's not like there's nothing they can do. Like, if this had gotten another 100 or another 65 episodes to make it 130 or something, sure, fine. Would we want to sit here for the next 65 episodes? No, probably not.
Probably tap out.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be like a mask situation kind of thing. At least these stories are all different. They're not all the same thing. Anyway, but the point is, while I appreciate the attempt at the character stuff, I don't give a shit about learning about these characters because I know the doomsday clock is basically counting down on them. I gave this one a 1. I just
couldn't. Oh, man. I like this one better than the first one. Oh, wow. That's not a good note to end on, Mike.
Nope.
Ouch.
Nope. Not a good note to end on. So, in case you hadn't noticed, folks, very, very fast episodes here because we're only doing 2 cartoons, as we've said before, from episode 101 to 107.
Only 6 left, Mike.
Yeah, only 6 left.
6 left.
Yep.
3 podcasts, 6 cartoons, and we are done with this nonsense.
Yep. And then we can actually get to something good with the 2002.
Do you know how much better we're going to actually be overselling it because it's going to seem like that much better after this? Like it's going to take like a good series to make it seem like the best series of all time.
Well, I remember years and years ago, like right before or right after we first started this whole idea for Powers of Grayskull, we had both ended up with the DVD sets for the 2002 He-Man cartoon. And I remember actually watching it in 2003 a little bit. And I got so pissed because it was gone. Because Cartoon Network, they're dumbass people. And they basically axe anything good other than their own creations. But I remember when you and I both had these DVDs at the same time. And we were just watching it to watch it. We weren't watching it to do anything with it yet. And we both just like, oh, hey, look at that. That's awesome. So, yeah. All this negativity from episode 83 of Powers of Grayskull series to episode 108, folks. Trust me. Episode 109, you're going to love us. Because we're going to be the most positive sons of bitches you've ever seen.
Yeah, the only time I'm ever going to be negative about that series that I know of. I'm not saying I won't critique it if it needs to be critiqued when
right.
I rewatch it, but the only time I know I'm going to be upset is at the end.
So. Well, obviously, because it ends and it shouldn't have.
Right.
At least not the way it did, because I know for a fact, and we can talk about this later when we get to it, that season 3 was going to be bringing in the Horde and all of that.
It was about to pop off, as the kids say.
Yep. All right. Thank you for joining us here in the Masters in Space. God. If you'd like to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show, there are several ways to do so. Visit the website, the all-new GeekCastRadio.com, where Steve has worked his ass off on getting the website up and online.
No laughing.
And everything. No, not this time. Shut up. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter at Geekcast Radio and at Pow of Grayskull. One is the network, the other is the show. I am at TFG and Mike. What is your Twitter?
At Optimus Solo.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. Join us next time when we will be reviewing
episode 60 and 61.
There you go. Call to the games and the blacksmith of Severalis or Krellis.
I'm gonna cry.
Somebody gonna go to Dunkin' Donuts and get a cruller. That's what I want. I want some fucking crullers right about now. We hope you enjoyed the Space Tales today, and don't forget to join us on our next adventure when we will take a look at the next three episodes.
You're losing your mind. You started talking about Dunkin' Donuts and you lost your damn mind.
That's right.
For the honor and for the power, and just end this.
It's time to make the donuts, folks.
Time to make the donuts. Dunkin' Donuts are always fresh.
I made the donuts.
We make them at least twice every day.
Time to make the donuts.
Not a few kinds, like supermarkets.
Made the donuts. Time to make the donuts.
But up to 52 varieties.
The donuts. Time to make the donuts. I made the donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts, up to 52 varieties, fresh day and night. No supermarket can say that.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
I love you.
Shut up, bitch. I'm not done.